Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's roll! Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me eggs.
There I go. What's good, everybody? How y'all doing tonight, man? Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But tonight, y'all are the interesting people, right? We're going to talk to y'all tonight, all right? I had a guest scheduled to come on, but some things happened. So they won't be attending tonight's broadcast. But nevertheless, it's okay, right? Because it's a lot to talk about, right? It's a lot going on out here. And it's a lot that I've been noticing that's been going on online with the way that people have been feeling. So before I get into that, let's start the show off like I do each and every week, giving thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this platform. Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate y'all. Y'all have been helping to push the platform to a point where now certain things on the audio end are starting to be paid attention to, and I really appreciate that, okay? Very soon, I'll be able to drop some good news based on that, right? But right now, I need to continue to let it build and let it do what it's doing, right? Because the only reason why I would like to drop that information is to motivate people, right? For everybody who is in this platform space and they are doing podcasting or, you know, vlogging or whatever it is that they're doing to content create, I want them to just kind of stay motivated because that's going to be the theme of what we're going to talk about tonight. One of the themes that we're going to talk about tonight is motivation and positivity, right? And what does it really mean to be chosen? Like, how many people really know that they're chosen out here, right? So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But before we get into all that, right, like I said, double shout out to all the people that download the audio version of this platform. Thank y'all so much. We got to get into a couple of other things. So y'all know Kill No One Part 1 is already out. It's doing numbers. I want to thank y'all so much for pushing play on Kill No One and just supporting the content as we continue to keep building, all right? Because that's the goal. The goal is to continue to keep building and just keep being creative, right? The number one thing that I noticed about the fact that for those of us that believe in a higher power is that the one thing that they said that the higher power did in the beginning was create, right? Separated the waters from the earth and the heavens from above and below, you know, the whole nine. So he spent the first 7 days, well, it was first 6 days creating and then took the 1 day to rest. And I kind of think about this too, like when it comes down to all the things that has been created. Like, let's kind of think about that for a second. I know I got to get into, you know, continuing to shout out things that's going on, but, you know, when the vibe hits you, it hits you, right? But just kind of think about that, like the creator, how he took the first 6 days, whatever that would be considered, because if you got to think about it, if you're the creator of all, then there's no such thing as time, right? But let's just put it in the perspective that it was days, right? Let's think about everything that has been created, from the tallest tree to the smallest insect, and think about what was created for them, like how they work, what they're there for, because everything has a job, right? So kind of think about that within them 6 days, like how many different things. And then look, there's so many things that has yet to be discovered, right? They keep discovering new species of different things, especially in the water, right? So he was creating things that people still didn't even know about. But that's what I'm saying, like in the first 6 days. So let's just think about that in perspective. Now, probably for us in human years, that would be 100. One day would be 100 years, right? That's how I'm looking at it. Because think about everything that's been created that we could say that's been created by God. Like, think about it, the creator. Like, think about that. And then for all of us that are sitting here with these things in us, inside of us, these gifts and these abilities and these visions that you get, and for you to just sit on it and be stagnant, it's crazy to me. And I get it. Everybody don't think like me. And I understand that. But it's not like I'm a unicorn, right? It's a mindset thing. Everyone can think like that. It's really an excuse for people who say that, you know what I mean? Who be the first thing that they say is a rebuttal. It's like, God, that's just you. That ain't me. I'm this, I'm that. But like, yo, if you could really say that you are something, did that mean that you're in control of what that is? Like, let's be real. You can't sit up here and say, I'm this, I'm that, or I'm this way, or I'm that way, and you're not in control of that. Because that means that you can be whatever way, that way, or whatever that you want. And it's all about the way we think. And I think that's why tonight is going to be so important, because that's what I want to talk about. I got a couple of videos I want to show y'all, right? Just on some different perspectives of the way people think, right? Because I like when people think outside the box, right? Because for so many of us, we can only think in our little spectrum, our little sphere of what we got going on, right? Because overthinking, right? Overthinking is one of the worst killers of all relationships. Like, and I'm talking about even the one with yourself. Let's not even talk about what other people and all that. Just with yourself. The way that you view yourself, overthinking, and how you feeling like you the worst person in the world, and have you think that everything is wrong. And you know what's so crazy is that the mind or the subconscious can't differentiate between a real situation that happened to you in real life or the way that you thinking about something in your head. It doesn't tell the difference. Think about how many of us suffer through stress. I know I had a moment in my life where I was really depressed. We're not going to talk about the stress part. We just talk about depressed. Like, depressed, we all know that depression comes from thoughts. Like, the way you think will put you in a state of depression, because you're only thinking about these negative things. And these negative things that you're thinking about, they have a physical reaction because you're thinking it, right? And then your body feels it. That's why so many people go through different things in their bodies and stuff like that, because of the way that they think, especially when it comes to overthinking. Because you could put a scenario in your head that never happened, that ain't nowhere near happening, and you could believe it's so true in your mind to the point where you start feeling it, and then you start to exude that out into other people. Because people don't understand that their thoughts are under their control. The way that you think is the way that you are. That's just it. You control that. No one else can control the way you think. Now, I will say this. Other people can be responsible for certain things that you are thought, that you do think about, right? Because let's be honest, a lot of people are put into our lives as a means of testing too, right? You know, God allows us because, you know, we make those choices in life, right? Or who we want to be in our lives, who we want to surround ourselves with, the type of activities we like to participate in, what we think is important, what's not important. You know, everybody has their own view of that. The problem is that once people get together, or when people are in a position where they're just by themselves, the way that they think controls their actions. And that's the sad, you know, because it could go both ways. Like, you can honestly look at your life and see how blessed you are, but we can't, because so many people can't see past bills. You know, the number one fear of all people, they try to say it's all these other things out here, when really the one thing that controls all the people's mind and their mindset and their eagerness to feel something is bills. I be just like putting that into a perspective, how bills will make people just, you know, do stuff that they don't normally want to do. It'll make them be in a position where they'll sacrifice. Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying, like, for those people who had to get out here with a lawnmower and had to go ahead and cut grass in order to get their landscaping business started. I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about the person who actually has to walk door to door and all these other things. I'm not talking about that and trying to sell people different things and have to, number one thing you have to be prepared for is rejection when it comes to that. Because there's a lot of people out here who have to put their pride aside to make sure that they can continue to move. But then there's a bunch of people in here who don't understand what it's like to be called, what it's like to have a purpose. And I think that's where the correlation goes, because it's not for them. And you got to be honest, like, it's not for them. So for most of us that have that, you know, that are chosen, that have a calling, that have a purpose, we so badly want the people around us to see that too as well and feel it like we feel it, in order for them to understand whether they can trust the process that we're going through or not. But in reality, that's not how it goes, because the vision wasn't given to them. They're not the ones that get woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning with the vision and you have to get it out. Like, they can't just go back to sleep. They'll wind up back to sleep, but for that moment, they have to really get up. Or they're not the people who understand the power of meditation and positive affirmations and being able to repeat affirmations throughout the day to yourself to control your thoughts. Like, these people are not going to see it the way you see it, because they don't see the vision. Most people only see what they want in their own life. And that's the point. You get around other like-minded people, it could be only like-minded for a certain percentage of it, right? You got people who may like what you like. They'll do it, but they might not be the people that'll be in the background helping it move around. But it doesn't mean that they don't share the same enthusiasm about creation as you do. They just don't share the same enthusiasm about what it takes to when you got to do whatever you got to do after you finish creating, right? But what I will say is that motivation is one of the things that, when you are chosen, that you will get the least amount of, right? Because either way, because it comes from different people in a certain aspect, right? A lot of times, if you're, you know, you won't get it from like your family members and other people like that are really close to you if they don't feel like they're included. A lot of things are only transactional for outside people who don't share your vision. That everything is transactional for them. It's either they need to be seen and heard in order for them to feel as important as you feel about what you're doing. But very seldom can people cheer for you in the background. You know what's the number one thing about young children and why it's so important that whenever they decide to do something that's organized, that their parents be in the crowd cheering? Because out of all the voices that are out there, the one that they hear the most is the one that they most used to, right? They hear their mom, they hear their dad, or whoever that they have in their life, brothers and sisters, siblings, whoever participate in the cheering for them. But that's the thing. They're cheering for them from the outside, because they're not on the court playing with the kid, right? They can't go out there and block a shot for the kid. They can't go out there and make a tackle for the kid or whatever the child decides to do. So it's only in that aspect where you can find people will understand what it's like to support from the background and not always have to be seen. Well, that don't happen whenever it turns out to be something that is involving adults. Adults feel like in order for you to be successful, they have to be seen, or if they feel like, you know, that's the most important part of what you're doing is the part that is to be seen. And I just don't understand that part either, because for every opportunity that a person puts themselves in front of, it's somebody that had to create the opportunity. I don't understand, like, what makes people think that it's just come out of thin air, or like, because of the way you look or because of your talent skill, that that automatically should put you in a position where that's all you got to do is be here. And for that reason is why so many people deal with so many things when it comes to like this industry, right? The movie industry, the music industry, and all these other things, because they've given their talent to somebody else just to be famous, right? Because they feel like the money come with it. But there is a certain level of money that could come with that fame, but that's the ultimate goal. And when you're looking at all of the people that are associated with things like Hollywood and certain levels of the music industry, and whenever you think about it, yo, a lot of these people are not happy. Think about some of the biggest names in entertainment when it comes down to that, have done things like committed suicide, yo. Right? Like, let alone the drug overdoses and stuff like that that's happened in those industries. Like, just imagine though, like, right? For people who seem to have it all, they're doing everything they can to escape from it mentally, to the point where, you know, they succumb to substance abuse and things like that. And then you got people on the level that, you know, that you're trying to grind. And here's another thing too with that, right? Like, you got people who will put in all the effort in the world to be a part of that negativity, right? To be a part of that control, like to really be in a rush to give themselves away to somebody else, to sign away themselves to somebody else just so they could be famous. It's people who will spend countless hours just to do that, versus being the people that create the situations that they want. Because for some reason, they have thrown out this thing that a lot of people stand on. And for a while, I understood it, until I understood the power of your mindset, right? Where they say, would you rather own 100% of nothing or a percentage of something? And then I thought about that. Like, yo, for the longest time, I was thinking, I get that. I get what they're trying to say. They was like, yo, you can own 100% of your company and all these other things and don't make no money. I get that. But then you can be signed to somebody, signed to a certain place, a record label or agency or whatever. They taking a certain percentage of this, and then your manager going to get a certain percentage of that and all these other things. They start taking from you in those percentage bases too, to where your 100% breaks down to whatever it becomes, right? A percentage, a piece of something. But then I thought about this, yo. I thought about the person who creates the opportunity. The person that creates the opportunity don't even have to have the talent or the gift or the calling. They just got to have the mindset that they can offer you an opportunity. That's all it is. The only opposite of you is that you won't get with other people. If you're actors, right? If you're an actor, let's just say that, because we were talking about Hollywood, because there's been a lot of things going on out there, as y'all been noticing, right? It's crazy what's coming out of there now, like the way people are speaking up, and because of the way technology is pretty much replacing them, and they don't like it. And so now they talking and they popping shit. Right? Some of the biggest names is starting to talk crazy, right? Because now they understand what us content creators have been saying for the longest, and why even with the big names, they still gonna have to catch up to people who just getting hundreds of views right now, right? Even though they got big names, because creatively they have given themselves away to somebody else for the longest, right? Letting them write the roles for them, letting them be somebody else for them, versus them creating the situation and playing the roles that they one. And so many people who have taken roles where they had to just kind of just go against their moral code just for this particular role, knowing they don't feel good about it, but they made them famous and they made them a lot of money, but not as much money as the person that provided the opportunity. So it's never like a give and take thing. So although I get what people say when they say, yo, would you rather own 100% of nothing or a percentage of something? I still don't get why a person feels like they can be sold at a percentage of something. Like, you would sell yourself for that percentage versus betting on yourself, because technically you're still doing the same thing. You're betting on yourself. I was thinking about how so many women in Hollywood was talking about how they're not getting paid as much as the male actors, and they the ones that's bringing it in, and they doing all the things that the male actors are doing. They doing stunts, they doing all their fight scenes, they doing choreography, they doing everything, you know what I'm saying, that the male counterparts are doing, but they're not making the money. And that's the same thing I keep saying. Like, yeah, because y'all keep going to somewhere asking somebody to give you something. So if you're going to ask somebody to give you something, you're pretty much at mercy as to what they're going to give, unless you get together and give it to yourself. And then somebody else was saying, like, y'all know it ain't that easy just because you're known and famous and all that other stuff. It take a lot to put content out. Well, okay, but you can't say that to the skit world, because the guys that's in the skits or the biggest comedians nowadays that's really out there getting to it, like, these cats all blew up off online. So the short films and the independent movie scene, like, if you go to Tubi right now, like, they got a new section. Like, before, they already had black cinema and black, all that other stuff separated, even martial arts and all that in Tubi, right? So it's not just about that. But what I'm saying to you, now they got their own section for creators. So now people who got skit series and all that other stuff is getting opportunities to be on streaming platforms. So I'm saying to y'all is that while people keep making excuses for why something can't happen, there's somebody who is making a way saying to them why it's going to happen. And they're doing everything that another person is saying that they cannot do. And that's the number one thing that I feel like when it comes down to this motivation thing that I was talking about earlier, about how you as a creative, you as a chosen person to do what you're going to do. Listen, there's not going to be a lot of people who are going to cheer for you. It's not a lot of people who are going to motivate you. It's not a lot of people who are going to even put you in a position to even try to think or fathom what you must go through in order for you to be the person that you are and still maintain everything that you have and still walk around with dignity with your head up high. You're still not a crab, right, where everything just bothers you and you always got an attitude and something is always wrong with you and this, that, and the third. Like, yo, you gotta understand what it takes to be that, and there's nobody that's gonna come around and just say that they recognize that in you. So what you gotta do, right, you gotta fill your own cup up. And I get it. So many people in this world don't want you to think about yourself. They don't want you to be a person that understands that happiness is going to come from you making it, not nobody else. Nobody is going to make you happy. It's nobody else's responsibility to make you happy. So when people be in situations talking about, oh, I'm not happy with this and that, yo, listen, you ain't happy with yourself then. Because the way that your atmosphere is the way that you set it up. It's the way you set it up. That's it. It ain't got nothing to do. If you thinking negative, your house going to be negative. If you thinking negative, your job going to be negative. If you thinking negative, the relationships that you have with families and friends, it's going to be negative because that's who you are. It has nothing to do with the way life is. Life is going by whether you want to be happy or sad. It don't give a damn. It's just going to give you more what you asking for. So if you a negative person, you're going to get more negativity. If you always talking to people that are negative, right? Always in a negative spirit, always in a down spirit. If you talking to people like that, subconsciously, it's going to attack you. And then now you're going to look at everything as a negative situation versus looking at it as a positive, right? Because that's the thing. People look at the fact that they only got a little bit of bread as a negativity versus saying to themselves that they had bread to eat in the first place, because it's somebody out here who ain't got that. And I'm not talking about all way in third world countries. I'm talking about right here. Right here in any major city or wherever you live at, town you live at, somebody around there wish they had the ends of the bread. So my thing is that it's the way you look at things, right? It's the way you look at it. And we all are responsible for our own lives, regardless. Your kids, your parents, your spouses, none of them is responsible for making you happy. 9 times out of 10, they not even happy with themselves. Sometimes they blame you for shit that they ain't happy with themselves, and you can care less. That's the thing, because you got to understand that everybody has a past, right? Everybody has something that they are dealing with that's childhood trauma based. Every single person, if you're not 1,000% healed, right? Somebody dealing with something that ain't got nothing to do with the people that are around you, even regardless, right? Some of us Think about it. Think about how many people got things going on in their life that they dealing with on a regular basis that other people don't. Like, for example, with me, like, I know me personally, I have to deal with the fact of what goes on with the just trying to raise my kids, like, just to be a dad, like, what I had to go through, right? Just because you don't want to play, like, you, other people can't control you. They'll use your children against you, and then all of a sudden, bam, now you ain't worthy enough to be in your children's lives. But as soon as things go bad or things go wrong, you're the number one person that they blame for not being somewhere when you all you wanted to do is be there. So what I'm saying to you, some people going through shit daily, like, it don't ever turn off. And then you got people who walk around here just making up shit in their mind, and then now they upset. Like, you, everything is based on you. Like, everybody has a reason why they could walk around here and have attitudes or feel bad about things. But, you know, for some of us, we fight through that. We put that shit in our pocket. We get that shit to God. We got to give it to God. Like, what do you say? Like, things that we cannot control, we give to Him. Anything else we can't control. The way we think, we can control. Our atmosphere, we can control. Right? Our hustle. Like, listen, we can all walk around and talk about how much you want to spend and how much you want to go out, but you got to be responsible for what comes in as well, too. There's no such thing as people being in situations where there's one way. You know what? I thought about this, too. I got some comments I got to get to, too. I'm going to get to them. But listen, I thought about this, too. And this was coming from an older lady. I had a conversation. This was a long time ago. It was about 10, 15 years ago. And it was an older lady, and she was telling me, she was like, yo, you know how she was talking about that generation of people who want traditional, you know, ways, you know, traditional things done. And it was like, yo, you know, back in the day, they was talking about things, you know, she was talking about her dad, you know, and during the time when the men was the sole providers of the homes, right? She was saying, even in that aspect, she was like, do you know, she said, let me tell you the difference between what was different then and what's different now. She was saying, like, listen, although the men were the main breadwinners and the women had to take care of the homes, the one thing about the women is that they all had their family to help them with whatever was going on in the home. They was never alone with the children. So think about that. Whenever we are in the position that we in now, you got a bunch of people who expect a man to go out and do everything and then come home and do everything. Like, you can't have it that way. Or that means both of y'all, or however many of y'all it is, need to be doing everything. That way, everybody got more time, right? Not just on one person. But even then, during those times, as much as it looked like it was just all on the man had to be able to go out and do all of these things and put in all of these hours, because everything around the way was taken care of, because it was a community of people around the way. It wasn't just a woman sitting in the house by herself. She had her sister, she had her mom, she had all of these other people, and they all family, all stayed together, and they all built community. It's not like everybody was just single out here with just two people and a bunch of kids. Like, yo, the story didn't always go like that. And this is coming from an older woman who was talking about from her generation and the one before. So what better to get information from somebody who actually lived it? Forget what everybody else is talking about, because look, I could say I grew up in a generation where the parents, you know, the dads only was in the house for a certain amount of time. But I also grew up in a situation where just because our dads wasn't in the house with us, our dads were still in our lives. Like, I got a bunch of family right now that have jumped on right now and helped me prove that fact right now, that regardless, like, yo, that dads, a lot of us didn't grow up with our dads in the house. Me personally, I grew up with my grandparents more than I grew up with my mom or my dad, to be honest with you, right? But at the end of the day, what I'm saying to you is that in both of those aspects, my dad, no matter where, if I live with my grandparents or sometimes when I deal with my mom, my dad was always around and my dad was always there. He never just left me out there just to go. But the one thing about it, nobody ever stopped him as well either. So the mindset of women was different back then, too. Now it's a pawn game and they use it against you. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that when it comes down to it, we all are dealing with something based on the generation before us that passed it down. When are we going to pay attention to that in order to say, from my family, I can't speak about what everybody else going to do in this, but we're going to break this curse. Right? I look, if I can't drag my siblings with me, if I can't drag my aunts and uncles with me, that's not what it's about. The goal, because everybody could do it, right? It's not like you can't. Listen, I'm telling y'all, you might not be a person that says to yourself, I know exactly what my purpose is right now. That's fine. But the fact that you are alive and you are born, that means that you have a purpose. Because think about it. You know what I'm saying? It was a million of them swimming towards the egg, B. A million of them. And more than once. You know, yeah, there's a lot of people who got, you know, that was created on the first time and the first night and all that. But then there's some people where it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? They was getting shot. Their club was getting shot up multiple times. So it was multiple millions before it popped up and got you. So what I'm saying to you is that the fact that you were here, that means you do got a purpose. Now, if you found it or not, no, I can understand that, right? Because most people are not looking for it because of bills. Bills have put a whole lot of people outside of their imagination, right? Because they just want to be able to pay that bill. They want to have that independence. They want to be able to have that car. They want to do all those things that they feel like they want to do. So for that, it's why their imagination is going away because of a bill. So then you got people who set this system up for you to be a worker continuously, to kill your dreams and only make them rich. And then now for all the people that sit around here and tell you, as a person who don't believe that way, who say, yo, I'm going to use my job and everything else as a catalyst to help me move forward into my freedom because I'm no different than the person that I'm working for right now. Then you got the people who you say that to, who will sit around there and tell you, well, you got to do this before that, or the worst people you could share your vision or dreams with, because they don't get it. They don't understand, right? Like, number one, okay, that's what you got to do to pay your bills. Exactly, because that's your God. You got to make sure that your God is taken care of. Or you can use the gift that God gave you and you can triple and quadruple what you have and what you don't have in order for you to do what? Be able to get your time back and still be able to pay for the things that associate with your life. It's up to you, because you can't say that's not true, because it's proof of people doing it each and every day. Every day. Every day. Every day you find out that somebody done did something over something that was just the simplest thing, and now they millionaire just because. You know what I'm saying? Like, they turned their phone on. And then there's those people who are just being consistent. And the fact that once they think, all it takes is one, and then everything that they did behind. See, God got a way of watching you plant those seeds. I promise y'all, man. Plant seeds, grow vision. Plant seeds, grow vision, yo. I promise you, you'll be planting them seeds. You thinking that because you plant the first one, the harvest is supposed to come off of that one. No, you keep planting your seed. Plant the garden. Plant this. Plant the farm. For some of us, God ain't trying to give us a plant. He not just trying to give us that one or two plants. He's trying to give us a farm. Word. So we allowing us to keep planting seeds. Every new piece of content is a new seed that you planting in the ground, and it's growing, right? You go one day, you look, it's 10 views. You come back next week, it's 30 views. You go back 2 weeks from that, it's 50 views. You come back a month from that, it's 100 views. Why? Because it's growing. You plant the seeds and it's going to grow. All you got to do is plant the seeds and keep watering. How do you keep watering? You got to keep speaking the positivity over your life, right? You got to believe in yourself. That's the water number one. You know what I mean? Like, if you ain't believing in yourself, you can't expect nobody else to believe. And then what else you got to do? You got to stay consistent. Your plants, if real plants in the house, what you got to do? You got to give it consistency. You got to give it light consistency, and you got to give it water consistency. Same thing with everything else in your life. All I'm saying to you is that some people do get a plant, right? Some people hit the lottery. That's a plant. Some people do get an overnight jump off. That's for them. But for you, God got it to where you go and get the farm. Like, when you reap your harvest, it'll be way more than the person that just got that plant. Even though the person who got that plant got it all right then and there, got it whenever you felt like you needed the most. And then now you got a negative thought about it. Nah, just keep looking at the seeds that you plant and then just chill. It's going to grow. You're going to reap the harvest. harvest because everything happens in due season. If you don't believe me, go look up any commodity that we take into our lives each and every day. Every onion, every potato, every tomato, every head of lettuce. I don't care. Whatever it is that you eat, go look at the situation and understand that everything happens in the season. Strawberries, but everything happens in the seasons. Go look. And during them times, what it do? Think about how many people go out there and chop down those pine trees for Christmas. And then as soon as they chop them down, they replant them. Why? To come right around next year, what they going to do? They're going to be right there ready for harvest again. It's the seed. But it take a year. It take a long time, right? It take a long time sometimes for your shit to grow. But the point is, as long as it's in the ground, you can expect it to grow. It just won't never grow if you don't put the seeds in the ground. That's a fact. So you got to be the one of that person that keeps saying that to yourself, and you can't be worried about what everybody else's harvest is doing and how they getting their shit and whatever happened, because you don't know. You know, most of the time, things that we have for ourselves is not just for us. It's for other people. And then for some of us, God wants us to get as much education about certain things as possible, because it's a way that you need to be able to do things. He don't want to give you the money before you learn how to protect it. Right? You got to learn how to protect it. He's not going to give you the head of the house if you don't know how to heal your house. Like, if you don't know how to put herbs together and all these other things to make sure that you can be the person that you, how you going to get that? Like, how you going to be all of that if you're not in a position that want to learn? So many people out here think they know it all already. And then they hide behind the fact of what they don't believe in order for them not to learn something. Like, who cares what we believe? What we believe don't mean something is not true or not, because we don't believe it. Who cares? It's a family out here going around saying that they are vampires, right? It's a bunch of people saying, I don't believe it. That's AI. Who cares if you believe it or not? Does that mean that they not real? Because we don't believe in them or not. Whether that family is real vampires or not, we know so many people that suck the life out of other people every day. Some of us, they are family members, and some of us, they are friends and co-workers. Like, you can't never talk to them without something negative going on in their life. I swear. And you never have a good day. Vampires. Because it changed your mood. It's steady taking life from you because you steady got to pour into them. You steady trying to motivate them and uplift them and trying to get them not to think a certain way, that the more you take from you, the empty that you getting, and them people are never in return pouring back into you. Never. They don't even recognize it, that they just draining you. They just know that you there and you going to do it, and they going to always you. And you just continue just giving yourself away. Some of us, we work around people every day who are just draining, because everything outside of them little 8 hours that you want work, their life is just in shambles. And you be like, damn it, yo, ain't nobody else you can talk to? Knowing that God gave you this thing that makes people, you know, that allows people to want to tell you certain things, because for the life of them, somehow their spirit know that it won't go past you. You know, that's a gift, and then also it's a curse too, because a lot of times you're not looking for it. You got your own battles in your mind. And then next to you know, somebody seeing you at a printer, at a copier somewhere, and now you done got a story that you was not expecting. But every time you see them, it's a story. So what I'm saying to y'all is that, look, we all are dealing with things on a daily basis that can put us in a corner and have us somewhere wanting to have mental breakdowns and wanting to be on prescription medicine and all this other shit. Everybody got that. But what everybody else does have too is also control. Control over the way you think. Control over the way you feel. Those are the one things that you have control over. Now, you don't got control over how other people feel you. You don't have control over that. You don't have control over how other people think of you. You don't have control of that. You don't have control of none of that shit. You don't got control over the weather, even though it's a bunch of people out here got something going on with the weather that they can control, because it's been crazy. But I know y'all know what I mean when it comes down to just certain things in life you just cannot control. You can't control what the traffic going to do. You can't control how other people are going to respond to things that you do. You can't control that, but you can control you. You can control how you think. You can control your happiness. You can't look at other people and be like, yo, you the reason why I'm unhappy. Well, then, damn it, you must be God then. You ain't giving nobody that power over me, yo. Like, word. You know, you're going to have your moments where you ain't feeling like, you know, all right, bad. And you're going to have your moments when you got to reset, because life is going to put you in a position where you're going to change your atmosphere. You're not going to continue to keep going through the same shit. All of us have never done that. Think about all of us who have had to start over with something before. Like, it's only a certain amount you're going to take. And then for some people, yeah, it might seem like you do take a lot. But after a while, it's... People got to expect that from a person that's taking a lot. Like, at some point, they're going to not be, they not going to take it. So, you could count your days for the people that continuously just walk in a path of not being considerate of the people around them, or you not being at least considerate of yourself. Like, just you being there for you, being able to protect your peace, be able to look at things from a perspective that helps you stay vibrating high, that helps you to be in a position where you can keep receiving and not be a person that always feel like you don't have enough of something, right? That's the worst feeling in the world, to always feel like you ain't got enough of some shit. Like, we got way more than the average person. I mean, I got clothes on the floor. Some of them don't even got places to put your clothes, yet you still walking around feeling like you don't have enough of something. Some people eat out almost every day and shit like that, but they feel like they don't have enough of something. It's people who eat 3 meals a day, too. Like, literally, they eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Greedy as shit. There's some people that do that each and every day, but then they feel like they don't have enough of something. I'm saying, like, it's so many ways that you could put stuff to stuff that you don't have to worry about, but people won't do it. In a traditional way, a lot of people are caught up in a routine. So what is the answer to being caught up in a routine? Right? What's the answer to that? Hold on, we got some comments. So let me see. Let's see what's going on here. The Rose Show. Someone recently asked me how many times something negative I thought about might actually happen. Probably rarely to never. Worrying doesn't help with the outcome at all. And that's a fact. Think about that. And not only that, you know what? I'm going to take it a step further, because you make a great point. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people who overthink shit, and then when they come down to it, it don't never happen the way that they overthought it. That was negative. But also, there are a lot of relationships that have ended because of the way a person thought about something that never happened. So in that perspective, dumb people become a blessing more than they think they've done something, because emotionally it's easy for people to want to go walk away or do whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just our responsibility when somebody does walk away to let them keep walking. That's the only thing, right? Let me see what's going on. Good evening, cuz. They're making it happen for themselves. What's up, cuzzo? Yeah, facts. You got to, right? Because like I said, you know, there's nobody going to come and they just going to motivate you. It doesn't matter. They could see you going through the ups and downs. They could not see you going through the ups and downs. They could just go by your social media and think that you always up. And I think that, damn, if you think that it's a lot of content coming out from that person, then you thinking about what it takes for them to have to get that content ready to go out. Have they people thought of that? No, people don't think of that. Like, so people are not. And then for you, think about it. Can we count on that? Like, that's not what we do it for. We don't do it for the praise of others, right? We do it because we feel like this is our calling and this is our purpose. And as it's reaching people, and as people are, it's either helping people get through their day or it's motivating people to say that they can do it too. Either way it go, it's doing its job when it does that. But as far as coming back, getting praise and shit, nah. But you would expect the people who think that they're supposed to benefit off of your hard work, at least recognize your hard work enough to motivate you to keep going and not always count what you're doing as something that's against them. Now, that's the reason that you go, you'll have to get to the place where you know that God is putting you in a place of being tested, right? Because then you know that. Because whenever you know that you are, like, you have a reason and a purpose, and you let people know around you, whether it's your friends, family, coworkers, whatever it is, that you let them know, like, yo, listen, this is the purpose, this is what I'm doing. And then they still find means to find negativity during your, you know, your climb through whatever you're doing. Like, that's crazy, right? because people have to accept you for you. Like if this was something that they just didn't want you to do or didn't expect to happen to you, then they accepted you as who you are as well too. It doesn't always go the other way around. It goes both ways. It's an accepting thing on both ends. We got one person who asks and we got another person who says yes. But in the interim, they both accept each other. Like, come on, yo, how else do you become one? That's so stupid. Like, we'll think about everything else but the right thing, right? Because like I said, you know, what people want to be more important than the program. Nobody is more important than the program. Like, we've seen that a thousand times in life, that no one of us, not one of us, is bigger than the program, y'all. At all. The program is the program. Either you on it or you off it. That's just it. If you want to have more free time, then you got to spend more time or at least spend as much time as you can helping to make sure that you can get the free time. Like, you can't expect free time during a time when you need to be working. Because if you put in the work, then you can get the free time. Think about it. The person that you work for right now, if you got a job, the person that you work for, the CEO, is not in the office every day. Them cats be out there on the golf course. You in the office every day, or you at home, or wherever you work from. Some people work in hybrid, some people work from home, and some people still in the office. But wherever you at, if you're working for a company, then, you know, hey, it's the same thing. Like, what makes you different from them? Like, we all get the same amount of time in a day. They all started with a vision, and they implemented it. So what's to stop you from doing that? Can't count on people color and looks and race and all that other shit and be like, oh, they white, or oh, they this. They just, it's easy for them. Nah, like, yo, it's so many other people of different nationalities that have had a thought and they got out here and they got busy. Some of the biggest streamers in the world are people of color. You know, I'm trying to get away from calling us black and all this other shit. I hate to say people of color too, to be honest with you, because that still doesn't give us no identity. That just is just pointing out the obvious of our skin tone. And that still ain't giving us no heritage, no linkage to nothing, just calling us a color. So I'm trying to come up with whatever that was. We can't call ourselves African, because when you really do the research and you do the history, all of us that was here, you know, not very many of us came from Africa. I mean, of course, they're going, you know, we got all the older people who think that they came from Africa and shit. They feel like they came over here on a boat. They was on boats, but they wasn't on boats coming from Africa. You know what I mean? And the ones that did come from me, that came over here, that was from Africa, they came through it by the way of the Caribbean anyway. So, but that's not the history lesson we want to give tonight. All I'm saying to you is that, look, whatever we are, we're more than a color. So I'm trying to find the words, y'all. So if y'all ever hear me say or stumble over wanting to call us black or people of color or whatever, it's because I'm still trying to get it to the point where I can feel comfortable at whatever we are. Because I understand that even whatever I call us, everybody not going to agree with it anyway. So who the hell cares at this point? I just know what I don't want to do, and I don't want to keep referring to us as a freaking color. You get what I'm saying? Especially not one that we're not. I'm calling myself black, and I'm nowhere near the color of black, right? But anyway, we will figure it out, right? As we go, you know, we'll figure it out. Let's see. I got a couple of more Breaking Silence podcast here. Just sliding through the support. Hope all is well. Thanks a lot, Breaking Silence podcast. Always appreciate y'all sliding through when y'all do. Thanks for the double shout out. I feel like then when y'all be like amen and all that, I feel like we in church, y'all. Like, yo, I'm at the podium and shit, right? Word, when y'all do it like that. Yeah, Cuzzo was good. And then, yeah, you like speak on it. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I made me feel like I'm in church and shit. Yo, I'll be popping that shit. But no, but for real though, y'all, I just wanted to be able to just speak to y'all for a minute, to all my people out there that's doing something where you have to believe in yourself, right? That you have to believe in yourself. You're creating something. You're being the God that he made you in the image of. Because if they said God made us in his image, we know that he was a creator. So for the, all of us that take the time to be creative and still live our lives in a creation space, not worrying about what people thinking, not worried about, you know, what your age is and all that, continuously putting yourself in a position to be creative, continuing to be the God that you was created in the image of. For all of y'all out there that's doing that, I want y'all to continue to keep going. I hope that y'all find motivation in my sincerity when I'm saying this, because we need it. Even when I clip this up and run this back, if I happen to get to this part of the video where I actually have this one as one go out, I hope so that I can even remind myself, because daily, I have to remind myself daily. Daily, I have to remind myself to keep going. Daily, I have to remind myself not to give up. Daily, I have to remind myself of the planting of the seed to grow vision. You have to plant the seed. And every day I'm posting, and every day I'm showing up, and every day I'm sharing it, every day I'm promoting, and every day I'm building. And it's like, yo, it's just seeds. And I've been doing it for a really long time. And I think a lot of people have seen ebb and flows of success and not so successful moments of my career. And I'm okay with that, right? Because it just shows that it's a real one. And the fact that what can happen if you don't give up, because the end result, right? The end result of planting is the harvest, and it's going to happen. The fact it's going to happen in front of so many people is one thing. But the fact that if a person doesn't look at that as a means of saying, like, I'm not to give up about something, because you got the life that you was given for a purpose. That's it. Right? And so, listen, if you are that person, if you wake up and with a desire each and every day to continue to be creative, if you are a person who has that vision and you still haven't acted on it, I pray that you guys get up and just take the first step, and that's just to do it. If you want to be an actor, don't wait to get no agent. Don't wait to go for a casting call. Find out what you want to do. Pop your phone out and get busy, right? Because, I mean, that's where it starts at. You know what I mean? Don't let people think that you got to have all the bells and whistles to get started, because if that's the case, there wouldn't be no Country Wayne's out here. Wouldn't be no Big Jaws out here. Wouldn't be no Jess Hilarious's out here. It wouldn't be no 85 South's out here. It wouldn't be a whole lot of other people if they waited for somebody to sign them or to put a certain type of camera in front of them in order for them to get started. Each and every last one of these people started with a phone. And to where they are now. So listen, you cannot act like you know that it's up to someone else for you to be what you want to be. You got to get to it and get to work. Some people are doing it where it's just them in their videos and they acting and they doing it. It's a whole lot. Because once you put your energy out there, God is going to send you the people. The only difference is you got to know what to do with the people that he's sending you. You're going to be looking for people to be one part, and that's not the part that God is sending to them. He's sending it to you to make sure you can get the stuff done, not sending them to you for them to be executives and all that other stuff. I have to remind myself that too. You know, here I be wanting people to do X, Y, Z, and I'm sitting up here acting like that's what their purpose is. That's not their purpose. It's the fact that the content is there to put out, that's their purpose, and I'm okay with that, right? Because if people are, you know, you want people to see the vision, but if they don't, that's okay. They're still a part of it, whether they see it or not. That's something that you have to remind yourself. So like I say, during this thing, man, you're going to have to talk to yourself. You're going to have to remind yourself. You're going to have to change your thought process. You can't always find something wrong with everything. You're going to have to find the positive. You're going to have to find a way to see it from a different perspective. You have to be able to keep vibrating at a high vibration so you can keep attracting the things to you that you need. Because if you keep staying in a low space, you're going to keep attracting that low shit. Yo. You're going to keep contracting negativity, contracting can be the same thing too, but you're going to keep attracting that. You're going to still keep getting phone calls. As long as you're negative, you're going to still keep getting phone calls from negative people. You're going to still be getting DMs and inboxes from negative people. As long as you're vibrating in a negative space. Right? They say things can't live in a high vibration. Like, you know, they talk about parasites a lot. And they say that parasites can't exist in an alkaline body. Alkaline body is based on a pH balance, right? And that's a certain frequency that your body got to be in order for you to be able to get rid of them, especially if you're not using herbs. So That's another thing, right? So for all of us out there, yo, that are in this space, I hope that you find some sense of motivation, man, right? And I hope you continue to keep waking up every day believing in yourself. And I hope you go to sleep every night saying to yourself that it's going to be great for you tomorrow when you wake up. And I hope that you keep telling yourself that you're already successful and it's already there. And I hope that all y'all keep walking into that. You know what I mean? Just like walking in that confidence of shit already being fly for you. And I hope all of y'all do that, right? Because that's the key. That's the key in order for you to get to where you're going. It's a lot of things that's going to come in your way. So, like they say, it's always better to be ready and stay ready. You don't have to get ready, right? So that's another thing. If you stay ready, you don't got to get ready. Stay in the gym. Keep training. Even if you ain't got to fight, you got to stay in the gym because you never know when a fight approach you, right? You never know when the opportunity will come. So you got to stay in the gym. So for everybody that's out there, thank y'all for watching tonight. Thank y'all for all the comments. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all so much, man. I appreciate y'all. I see the reactions and things like that that y'all been giving. Thank y'all so much, man. I appreciate y'all. Like I say, it's one thing that, you know, you just doing some things, but it's another thing when you actually believe in yourself. You know, people show up for you. No matter what the number is, it's people that show up for you. And I'm thankful because y'all could be doing anything else for an hour on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. But, you know, somehow, some way, I keep finding myself having an audience of people that appreciate what's being said. So thank y'all, man. That's why I keep showing up, right? Because I understand that some people out here really need that. And I know that if part of my purpose is to motivate, because that's just part of what you want, right? Listen, if you want something, you got to be willing to give what you want. You can't expect to give, you know, receive what you're not willing to give, right? So double shout out to all of y'all, right? You know what I'm saying? Double shout out, no doubt, cuz. Facts. Stay ready. You don't have to get ready. And that's just one of the bottom. That's the biggest thing. So that's where we at. I'm always in the gym. I'm in the gym all the time, ready to work. I'm working. I'm ready to go ahead and get out here and be ready for the fight whenever it's time because, you know, that's what it's about, right? Because I know this shit about to be crazy. I know it, yo. This platform, like the whole thing. I told y'all about 10 or so episodes ago about the studio that I got, like the everything for this platform. Like it's going to go. Like, yo, we are the platform for the people, right? I'm telling y'all, man, it's coming. Remember, mark my words, write it down, send a kite, fly one. I don't care what you got to do. I'm telling y'all, it's coming. It's coming. It's already here. We're just walking into it. Right. So again, double shout out to y'all, everybody that watched tonight. Thank y'all so much for all the people that's going to watch the playback. Thank y'all again. Right. Because I definitely appreciate y'all. And then from this moment on, I want y'all to keep going and keep pushing and don't look back and don't give up. Grind over matter, all of that stuff, because I promise y'all, the moment you give up, you'll be right there at your breakthrough. Right there at your breakthrough. So until next week, y'all, you know what I'm saying? I got a guest scheduled for next week, and we're going to hope the best and make sure, you know, that they could come on. If not, then y'all know what we're going to do. We're going to get the yapping, and we're going to talk to each other, all right? So other than that, thank y'all so much for joining me tonight. Thank y'all for joining me each and every week, right? Thank you to all my audio listeners out there, man. Double salute to y'all. And definitely thank y'all to all the people that has been supporting all the content that I've been pushing so far. The new Storm Den series has dropped today, right? Earlier today. It's on my page. If y'all want to give that a play, it's a skit series. So every 2 weeks, a new one is going to drop, right? And it's going to, you know, it's going to add on to my crew, and y'all gonna see why we call it Stormed In, all right? Bet. So continue to support, continue to hang in there, all right, y'all? No matter what you got going on in life, change your mindset, you change your life. That's just a fact, all right? So until next week, y'all hold it down out there, and just remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, y'all, peace.